Ready.
I'm ready.
Beat it, jerk.
We'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It's 5:15 p.m. on Tuesday, March 24th. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Weigold.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, March 10th. I'm assuming, Dan, you're going to abstain.
Yes, sir.
Okay. She say any changes or corrections, Walt?
I do not.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor show for the usual sign. Walt and I approve. Dan abstains. Next up, a street closing request. I think the first one's from Old Settlers. As it moves up here. I know we've got... Did we get the other two check marks? I mean, we got one from Tom, but he was being a little sassy today, so...
Yeah, I do have them all.
Okay.
The only thing I did request was this time was that they send me a picture of the map because the fire chief kind of wanted a map so they know... But it doesn't really have the structures on it until they actually put them up. I don't know how it can. So, but all the department heads approved it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think your copy had that. But
no.
Well, during the setup time, the fire marshal and him have the authority to do whatever.
Yes.
So,
yeah. Yep. So I don't have any problems with it.
No. Same old.
Is that a motion?
I'm never making a little better than that. Make a motion to approve the Old Settlers Day's street closing permit from June 22nd at 5 p.m. through 6 a.m. Sunday, June 28th.
Second.
And a motion second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Next up is the community garage sale. This is the Eagle Glen garage sale. I don't believe there's any changes to the past. I know this is one of the things that Tim, I think, really has to work through because of the one way and the restricted and all that kind of stuff. So, in any case, no concerns. So I'll make a motion that we approve the Eagle Glen Community Garage Sale as presented from Friday, May 1st, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. through Saturday, May 2nd, 8 a.m. to noon.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the street closing request for the Columbia City Main Street Association 3-on-3 basketball tournament. It's going to be held June 20th. I believe that's Father's Day weekend.
I think it is.
Yeah. And I think what they plan to do potentially is to maybe offer some discounts at father-son teams, which is kind of a neat thing. But they held the 3-on-3 basketball tournament last year. They've made some changes. They've done some fixes. They have some new ideas. I can't tell you much more than that, but we only have one signature on this. I'm assuming we have more than that on yours.
Them, but the water department.
Oh, and Mike's out right now, so. Okay, any issues? Do I have a motion?
Go ahead. No, I was going to say no, I didn't have
okay. Is that a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we approve the road closing permit for the Columbia City Main Street Association 3-on-3 basketball. And let's see, days and times, it's been June 20th. 2015, Van Buren from Main to Line, and then Chauncey from half block north of Van Buren to Market Street, closed from 6 p.m. Friday to June 19th to Saturday, June 20th, till 4 p.m.
I'll second that long motion. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, after it loads up, come on, baby.
Mine
Mine's a little fuzzy, there we go. Okay, bills.
Mine wouldn't load, so.
I did review the bills, I didn't see any issues with it.
This is unable to load folder.
Really? Oh.
There we go.
Your Wi-Fi's not on?
This is a big one.
This is a big one?
This is a big one.
I have seen it, but I don't remember what the number was.
Make a motion that we pay the bills in the amount of $1,622,468.59.
We had the water bond payment. Okay, I'll second. Any further discussion or questions? Do you want more time?
No.
Okay. All those in favor show the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
I'm going to turn it over to Mark. I will request, Jennifer, if you can at least hold this till 7 p.m.
But I'm here.
I know you are. And I'm perfectly fine with you releasing it at 7 p.m. Because he won't have announced it at 7 p.m. Does that make sense?
That
Is that a fair deal? Okay, I appreciate
it. Relatively fair.
Say what?
Relatively
fair. I appreciate that. I appreciate negotiations. Mark?
Sorry, what is it?
Oh, you know what it is.
You know what it is. I know what it is.
Dan doesn't know what it is.
No, Walt, I brought this.
Walt cheated because
he
called.
I got it.
Walt cheated because he called ahead.
You planted the seed.
I did plant the seed, that's right.
This is just a rendering of the new Every Kid's Dream list. And basically where we're at with this, we had to raise roughly $159,000 for Kids Dream Land. The current Kids Dream Land has been removed. Want to thank WJ Care Construction for doing that for us for free. Just a donation on their part. It meant a lot. And I know that would have cost a lot of money to have that done. We had paid for it. But they did that last week and this week. Currently just the pea gravel is there. We're going to use that for the base of our concrete. We had $159,000 to raise, and we were $25,000 short. And I was able to talk to SDI last week, and in talking to them, they confirmed that they were going to finish off the rest of our fundraising and give us $25,000. So it was very exciting. I found out that on Thursday. So I want to thank them. It's a huge, a lot of money. And really appreciate them giving that to the park to be able to install this. Hopefully in May we'll be doing this new playground. It's ordered. Well, it's supposed to be ordered. It takes a month to get in. And so we have to do some concrete work first. And we can get rolling on it. So a lot of people helped with this. Obviously Maddie Hyman was a huge spearhead for this whole thing to get us a lot of money raised for our community. We really appreciate her work. September O'Connell, very instrumental in this as well, the Community Foundation. So just DECO Foundation helped us with this, and top of my head, Fort Wayne, it's not really bad, doesn't it?
Fort Wayne.
The other main gift we got was $25,000 from...
Is that Anthony Wayne Services?
Anthony Wayne Services, yes. Thank you. So just a lot of people involved with this whole process, and it's a lot of money, and when you get it all raised, it's a relief, and it's exciting, and I think it's great that people will know that we actually are going to replace it, and we can order it now.
Yeah. I'm ecstatic about it. I think it's awesome. We have, how long have you guys been working to raise the funds for this?
It's been a couple of years.
Yeah.
And, when we went to the business expo, that was a great opportunity for us, and that was kind of the weekend after they started tearing it down. But that expo really was an eye-opening experience for me with how many people were interested in this and how many people had questions about it. And I was really happy we were there. Something I think I'll definitely do again. So I had this picture there, and I also had a picture of the aquatic facility at the same time. So I was really able to answer a lot of questions about both of those projects. And so it's nice to know that we're done raising money for this.
Yeah. That's so cool. And really, really excited that we're going to be able to get this up this summer. That there's not going to be too much of a lapse in time between the former Kids Dreamland and every Kids Dreamland. And I think, as I know we've talked about it, I really think we need to get something that kind of recognizes the individuals who have put, you know, hard work, money, effort, all that kind of stuff into this this playground for all kids. And it's just another amenity that sets Columbia City apart from every other small community in Indiana. And a lot of larger communities have these kind of playgrounds. Not many smaller communities do. So this is, again, another amenity that we have that we can boast for our quality of life, not only for our own citizens, but for visitors, too.
So. Yeah, I think you hear from those kids that are excited about it.
Yeah. Yeah, will you tell that story about the two people at the two families at the expo? That was a
really had a lady that came up, and she was really kind of disgruntled about the fact that we were removing Kids Dreamland. And I understand that. It was a great playground, and her father, I think, had a part in that. A lot of people had a part in that.
Absolutely.
And in the midst of her sitting there looking at the picture, kind of upset about it, another family came up and had no idea what we had discussed or she was saying. And the mother said to her daughter, "This is a perfect swing for Johnny. He can actually use this playground." And I'm going, "This is awesome." And the daughter got excited. And the other lady that was still standing there hearing this conversation was kind of dumbfounded and shocked and stunned that this is a perfect example of other kids that don't have a place to go. Mm-hmm. And she got to witness it and hear it firsthand, the excitement of another family that could use this playground because there's no other place for them to go.
Yep.
And there were a couple other stories and situations like that as well. And that's what gets me excited. That's what kind of gets me a little bit teary-eyed sometimes when this happened, knowing that we can actually do it.
Yep. I think so. Cool. Questions of Mark?
No, just again, thanks for driving it. I know you've put a lot of work into it. Again, contributions from all over, not just local. I think that says a lot as well, because sometimes people use our facilities outside of our city limits, and I think, you know, those people who have helped us from organizations-wise, they have families and children who play there. So, I mean, I just think it's great to see them all come together.
They say Miss Einan seemed to be the one who were driving it open up the possibilities for us to actually have an achievement like this. This is pretty awesome.
Yeah. I think what's so cool about it is the stories that have came out of the project. For instance, I think the Dazzlers, they did some fundraising for it.
Twice.
They what?
They performed twice.
We had elementary school, I think all the elementary schools, they did, a spare change kind of situation. And, you know, it just has been a community-wide project. And when this thing goes up, it's going to be the pride of our community. I really, truly believe that. I'm excited for it. Cool. Anything else?
No, sir.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. I do want to get a picture of it before you take off for till later.
Is it size pretty much this? You know,
it's big. It's gonna
be bigger than what was there, or similar in size.
Yeah, it'll be big.
And really, kids. I mean, when you were, you know, Kids Dreamland was pretty darn big. I mean, you had like three towers basically connected. Right. And no, I think it's cool. I think it's really, really neat. And
And this in here probably has a longer longevity.
This has a longer longevity because it's not wooden.
Right.
And the other thing, too, is when that was built, a wooden structure, really aren't going to work. Although that's great and it's fun, the kids loved it, there is a dangerous side to the Kids Dreamland.
Yeah.
It was very high, and it was on pea gravel. So when you go to any type of playground safety instructor school, you find out, really, how safe your equipment is. And we had some major violations there. And I was encouraged to take it out 5 years ago by the people we bought it from. So.
Yeah, good point. I'll get a picture after.
Thanks, Mark.
So, thank you, Mark. Great work.
Thank you.
In the meantime, Holden, do you want to introduce yourself and talk about what the youth council did and all that kind of good stuff?
Yeah, my name is Holden Schaefer, and I'm a member of the Helena City Youth Council. On March 18th, we went to Thorn Creek Township Fire Department and met with the two township trustees. And there we talked about the duties of the trustees and different roles the department filled, like poor relief, ice rescue, fire rescue, and accident rescue, and stuff like that. We toured the fire department's garage, which was my favorite part, because we got to ride in the fire engine, which was pretty awesome. And we also get to tour the vehicles themselves and learned about all the equipment that they used. And I learned the fire department does a lot more than just putting out fires and stuff. They do all this different stuff that I wouldn't have even thought of. And I had a great time throughout the visit and learned a lot.
Very good. Questions of Holden? Sure. Thank you. Thank you, Holden. Appreciate you being here. Rosie?
Nothing.
Walter?
No, sir.
I don't know if I have anything to report. There's obviously a lot of stuff going on. As you got reports in your email from the department heads, economic development is just going big, which is great. You may have saw that Dave Sewell, our building and planning director, is retiring from the county, going to a new position, which is really good for him, and we wish him best wishes and Godspeed and all that great stuff. Dave's been a really huge asset for the city in the planning and development of our community. I know he's worked directly with the majority of our department heads for everything from subdivisions to other planning issues, and he'll be missed. And best wishes to him, and we look forward to whoever will be taking his position, working with them. Besides that, that's all I got. Dan?
I have nothing with that. Does the city have a say in who?
I believe, and Rosie, I think we have a vote at the table for the building and planning director.
Joint board.
Yes, the board, the joint advisory board. So the council's representative is Nicole, and I am obviously kind of the overall city representative. So yes, we'll have at least two votes at that table.
Okay, I was just not sure how that happened.
Yeah.
So we've never had it.
Yeah, well, and I didn't know, honestly. That's good. Okay, anything else?
No, sir.
Jennifer? Okay. Do you want to real quick do the trail?
Sure.
Update for their purposes.
You probably have heard that the trail is shut down right now. There's a washout.
A portion.
What's that?
A portion of the trail.
A portion of the trail is shut down. We have put up hog panels, fencing, to keep people out. It didn't work. They bent it, and so we put it back the way it was this morning. But the reason why is because it's washed out. Branches are in, the breeze in the river has forced the riverbank to erode. We really can't do anything. We couldn't do anything until we had a permit from the state, which we do now have. And from what I understand, we're going to be working on that starting Friday and trying to get the debris out. And at that point, when the debris is removed, we'll be able to repair the riverbank and then open the greenway back up. So I don't know how long that's all going to take. I don't know how long it'll take to get the debris out. There's a lot in there right now. So that's all I know.
Okay, questions about Mark? Okay, thank you, Mark. Mm-hmm. We will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody. 19 minutes.